quasi-periodic oscillations in the dollar-gamma-dollar ray light curves of bright active galactic nuclei, by Helena X. Wren et al. The detection of quasi-periodic oscillations, QPOs, in the light curves of active galactic nuclei, AGNs, can provide insights on the physics of the supermassive black holes, SMBHs, powering these systems, and could represent a signature of the existence of SMBH binaries, setting fundamental constraints on SMBH evolution in the universe. Identification of long-term QPOs, with periods of the order of months to years, is particularly challenging and can only be achieved via all-sky monitoring instruments that can provide unbiased, continuous light curves of astrophysical objects. The Fermilat satellite, thanks to its monitoring observing strategy, is an ideal instrument to reach such a goal, and we aim to identify QPOs in the gamma-ray light curves of the brightest AGNs within the Fermilat catalog. We analyze the light curves of the 35 brightest Fermilat AGNs, including data from the beginning of the Fermi mission, August 2008, to April 2020, and energies from 100 MeV to 300 GeV. Two time binnings are investigated, 7 and 30 days. The search for quasi-periodic features is then performed using the continuous wavelet transform. The significance of the result is tested via Monte Carlo simulations of artificial light curves with the same power spectral density and probability distribution function as the original light curves. We identify 30 quasars with candidate QPOs. We confirm several QPO candidates discussed in the literature, PKS 2247, 131, B21520+31, PKS 0426, 380, PKS 0537, 441, S50716+714, Merck 421, PKS 1424-418, PG1553+113, Merck 501 and PKS 2155, 304. The most significant QPO, greater than 4 sigma in the global wavelet spectrum, with a period of about 1100 days, is observed in the quasar S51044+71, and is reported here for the first time. This was quasi-periodic oscillations in the dollar-gamma-dollar ray light curves of bright active galactic nuclei, by Helena X. Wren et al.